Country Bob FM.
It's Friday for me, and boy, it's pretty exciting, actually.
So, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
It's a big deal going on. Yeah.
And I just hope that the boat, the ship, the cruise line is not boarded by Somali pirates.
Right.
And some guy goes up to the, captain's stoop there, whatever they call the little thing, the cabin.
Yeah.
And, look at me. I'm the captain now.
Yeah, you don't want to see or hear that.
They come in there, and then, they got the guns and everything. And then I go, well, wait a minute. I'm next to sing karaoke. It's my turn next. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Can you give me 10 minutes?
Yeah, give me 10 minutes. Ring of fire. And maybe it might be so bad that they decide to leave. And, well, this isn't worth it. The pirates will just jump off the ship, and then we'll be free to go about our business. Today, what is today? Today is Wednesday. Well, it's a week from Christmas, Neil.
It is.
Because it is December 18th, 353rd day of the year. This date in 1865, the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution went into effect. That is the amendment that abolished slavery. Here this date, 1865.
Historical? Yes.
Yes.
And
very impactful.
Very, very much so. And overdue.
1915, U.S. President Wilson. You may know him as Woodrow. He was widowed.
Woody?
In 1914. And he was married in the White House. Actually, it was at her Washington home. This, why not use the White House? Maybe they're charging too much.
Could be.
And Woody and Edith could not afford using the White House as a wedding venue. So they ended up going to her house.
Huh. God, you'd think you'd be able to make something work. You'd be able to get a deal.
Yeah. Which begs the question, if you're, sadly, he was widowed, so he was a bachelor there for a while, a widower.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like pitching woo as a president? I mean, you're out there, and that's pretty quick turnaround. That's 1 year.
Yeah.
How soon after the death of the first lady?
Yeah.
Did he start pitching woo?
Yeah, exactly. And what do you do for a living? I'm the president.
Right, exactly. Okay. And how do you meet women in that instance? Was it a member of his cabinet?
Online, then,
mercifully. Was it at some kind of an official presidential event that he met her? Was it something to do with World War I? I don't know. What was? How did they meet? And then when they went on dates, how does that work?
Yeah.
How does that work? The Secret Service, I'm assuming there was protection for the president. Did they call it Secret Service back then?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Let's move on to 1966 here this date.
And the more the Grinch thought of this whole Christmas thing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. But for 53 years I put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?
Boris Karloff as the Grinch.
He did so good.
Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas made its debut. It airs for the first time this date on CBS. Yeah. Chuck Jones did it. He was the guy who did all those great cartoons.
I was watching.
Featured the voice. That's Boris Karloff. June Foray, I think, did Cindy Lou Who. Did she not? Didn't she do some of the voice of the Who's? And then, of course, the voice of Tony the Tiger, Thurl Ravenscroft, saying that you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, so good.
The three words to best describe you are, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk, right? This one's pretty good, too. There are a lot of good lines in there, and obviously coming from Dr. Seuss.
Raw roast beast is a feast I can't stand in the least.
Nobody rhymed better.
Nope.
Than Theodore Geisel. So 1966, and if that doesn't still air today, it should be, and I'm sure it's available somewhere if you want to watch it.
I would certainly think so. It would be a travesty if it
how
wasn't.
His heart grew six times that day, and his little dog Max was the reindeer, and quite the thing. It was quite a redemption story, right?
It really was.
For the Grinch.
Yeah.
1966. I saw Grinch underwear in the store. You can wear underwear. Like boxers and boxer briefs of the Grinch.
Wow. Nice.
So that was 1966. How about 84? More Christmas here for you.
These are garments, Mr. Cratchit. Garments were invented by the human race's protection against the cold. Once purchased, they may be used indefinitely for the purpose for which they are intended. Cold burns. Cold is momentary, and cold is costly. There will be no more coal burnt in this office today. Is that quite clear, Mr. Cratchit?
Yes, sir.
Now, please get back to work before I am forced to conclude that your services are no longer required.
Yes.
Boy, the holiday cheer is just oozing.
Just gushing.
Gushing out of his ears. That is George C. Scott. And I'm going to be honest. This might be controversial, but I'm going to say he was as good as Scrooge as he was as Patton.
I would tell you, he was magnificent.
So that was the TV movie, made-for-TV movie. And remember, we watched that in class. I don't know, mass media or something. We watched that on a VHS in high school, probably just because it was Christmas and the teacher didn't want to do anything. We were done. We had already taken our tests and whatnot.
That's a great reason.
It is. Christmas Carol, I don't know... I don't know if I need to tell you, I excelled in a class called mass media.
I'll bet you did.
It was, we talked about TV a lot.
Yeah.
Watch movies.
Yeah.
It was good.
Right up your alley.
We had a great teacher. Yeah. I hope he's listening right now because quite the thing.
He left an impact.
I got good credit. Yes, yeah. Exactly. It got to me where I got me to where I'm at right now. But that movie, that little TV movie, Christmas Carol, debuted on this date with George C. Scott.
What year?
1984.
Nice.
1984. And the guy who played Cratchit is the guy who got his head chopped off in Omen.
Oh, yeah.
The photographer. He was the photographer guy that was helping Gregory Peck.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you got Damien and the child of the devil.
And then the sheet of... What took his head off there?
That was the pane of glass coming off a flatbed.
Yeah.
1997, we had some bad news on this day, 1997.
Don't do it. That guy in a little coat.
Don't.
That guy in a little coat. Take it off. I'm serious.
Yeah, we lost Chris Farley.
What's happening?
Oh, there goes the coat. Chris Farley died this date, 33.
27 years ago already?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. SNL, Tommy Boy. Great movie.
Hilarious.
1997, Matt Foley.
The
inspirational speaker living in the van down by the river.
He had the person, the demons. And
yes.
They took him down.
Mm-hmm. Food and drink and drugs.
Yes.
Too much.
There was no moderation.
No.
Sadly.
No. He was only 33 years old, which wasn't that the same age as Belushi?
Yep.
Kind of his idol.
Yep. There's a class of 27, and then there's a bunch of 33s, too.
How about 2011 in the news?
They literally ran out of Iraq. Soldiers who jumped out of one of the last U.S. combat convoys heading over the Kuwait border. The Fort Lewis, Washington-based 4-2 Stryker Brigade ended an era, the final American combat brigade to leave Iraq.
So they were leaving Iraq, putting an end to nearly 9 years of war in Iraq, toppled the Saddam Hussein regime.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those, and I don't know that much about everything and wasn't involved at all. I wish we would have gone, the first Gulf War should have gone all the way to Baghdad and finished off Saddam. At that point in time, we would have had the foresight to know that he really wasn't going to pay attention and follow the rules and whatnot.
Yeah, no interest in that.
No. So that was 2011. 2015 on this day, we had a movie.
The Dark Side. A Jedi.
So yeah, they brought some of the familiar faces back. You had your Han Solo, you had your Luke Skywalker, you had your Chewbacca, and then there were some new faces in there, the Rey and the Finn and the things like that. It was the return of the Star Wars, the actual Star Wars, one of the 9 episodes, the second or the last of the 3, the third set of 3 in the trilogy. Basically, they went by trilogy. And he went a little out of order. I think you knew that, Neil, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I never could figure it out.
We did the middle trilogy, and then the first. Then they went back and did the first trilogy, and then we got back and did the last one here. And that began with The Force Awakens for Star Wars Estate, 2015.
I'm sure you and Kara were at the same theater to watch it.
Possibly, although we don't live in the same spot. Yeah, so I don't know if she comes up to the Northwest Metro as much as she claims to. It was the highest grossing film of 2015. I don't know if you knew that.
That doesn't shock me.
And then 2016.
Hollywood this morning is remembering actress and socialite Zsa Zsa Gabor. Her husband said she suffered a heart attack at her Los Angeles home yesterday. The 99-year-old had been battling health issues for years. But
Neil, when will you finally be known as a socialite? You've been trying to gain that status.
Yeah, it has eluded me.
And that's why you go to all these concerts. You're going to another Christmas one. Is it tonight or when? You said Kat Perkins or somebody?
Yeah, tomorrow and Sunday.
Yeah, so you got more you're going to. You don't go to them because you like them. You're going there because you're trying to reach socialite status.
So far, it hasn't been good enough.
No, eventually. We need to work on that. Don't you need to get a certain number of signatures on a petition to become a socialite?
Some sort of a, yes.
So, Zsa Zsa Gabor died. She was 99. Mm. So, if you had to choose Zsa Zsa or Ava, Ava seemed less weird.
Yeah, I was more Ava.
Yeah.
She was on Green Acres.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We're going to move on to birthdays now. Keith Richards is 81. I forgot to cue up Keith Richards. You know he does, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's always had the leathery skin. Look at the 1960s, I'm not sure. Maybe he grew up on Mercury, and that was the... that's how your body protects yourself when you're on the planet Mercury.
Yeah, it's warm.
That very thick, leathery skin. But Keith Richards, still going at 81. People are amazed at that.
Yeah, he's still up there.
Steven Spielberg is 78. He worked some with George Lucas.
Yep.
And, of course, Han Solo. We heard Harrison Ford there in that trailer.
Boy,
Jurassic Park, Raiders of the Lost Ark. He did a lot of things.
Yeah, you start running down his movies here that you see on the screen. It's impressive.
There's some pretty big ones in there. Yeah. They're not. Steven Spielberg, 78. And this guy reviewed probably all of his movies.
Yeah.
Well, here I am at the dumpster again, hoping to put a lid on the worst movies of 1985. Believe me, there was a lot to choose from.
Yeah, I don't know how many Steven Spielberg movies were on that list, worst of 85.
Probably not too many.
No, Steven Spielberg, 78, and Leonard Maltin. That's the Entertainment Tonight guy.
Yes.
Who would review movies. Leonard Maltin
was
74.
We had his book. The Leonard Maltin movie guide. It was very, four inch thick book with all the movies.
You'd have it at home
reviews.
Or was here at like at
oh,
the
my
radio
brother
station?
Had it.
Come. Okay,
yeah,
all right. This guy, one of my favorite stand up comedians.
Well, they called the police because we broke a chair on the way out the door and I refused to pay for it. And the cop showed up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability.
You know, because he was drunk in public. Ron White is 68.
I was drunk in the bar.
Yeah.
You threw me out in public.
They threw me in public. Arrest them. He was traveling twice the speed of smell.
Right.
He's really good. He's part of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Yeah.
And they were fantastic when they were touring. Ron White, Tater Salad.
Yep,
is 68. Salad. Brad Pitt, and I think you're going to like this Brad Pitt clip. Brad Pitt is 61 today.
Oh. Well, you see, George had a nephew he wanted me to protect during the war. His nephew had $5,000 on him. It just so happens he winds up killed. And someone swipes that money. And when George is in prison, someone whispers to him, it was Jesse James slit the boy's throat.
Have you seen the movie The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Good movie?
It was pretty good. It got a little long, but it was good.
What movie doesn't get long these days?
Most of them are
just forever. It's like they have, I think they got to get the commercials in. There are no commercials.
No.
Just, I went and saw Wicked, and that went forever. Mm. 2 hours and 40 minutes or something.
No,
you know, it was good.
Time.
That's why I took a nap during the musicals.
Right.
Musical parts of it, which you'd think you'd fall asleep because the musical is loud.
Right.
I'm the exact opposite. When the musical part of it was going, I'd nap, and then when the dialogue came back, I'd wake up.
Mm.
And then once they got Jeffrey Goldblum in there, then I was good. I was good to go. I was not sleeping after that. So Brad Pitt, 61.
Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
He sure did. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Because that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Right.
So Stone Cold Steve Austin. He was stunning Steve with long blonde hair. Can you imagine him with that? I mean, talk about doing a 180.
Right.
From that when he was in the WCW, and then they finally found something that worked for him in the WWF.
He was a physical specimen.
Yes, Stone Cold. He had the Stone Cold Stunner, Neil.
Yeah, he did.
Don't forget about it. Stone Cold Steve Austin is 60.
Why don't you take that neighbor girl? The one that favors our dog. His dad said, son, she might sink the boat. She weighs more than our hog. And Arnie said, she's got a tackle box that she...
Cletus T. Judd, Neil. He loved doing Tim McGraw songs.
He did.
But maybe more so Toby Keith, right?
Yes, he did some.
How do you milk a cow?
And I just ate oatmeal. And I'm afraid I might hurt.
Cletus T. Judd. What do you think of the talent of Cletus T. Judd? He's kind of the country Weird Al.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Weird Al was a better writer.
I would say I'm going to go with you on that.
Cletus, no relation, Cletus Judd.
Correct.
Judd's made him put that on his albums, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
or were they doing that as a joke?
I don't know. It sounds like they probably preferred that he put it on there.
Cletus T. Judd is 60. Katie Holmes.
Your emerging hormones aren't developing a thing for me, are they?
A thing? No, I'm not getting a thing for you, Dawson. I've known you too long. I've seen you burp, barf, pick your nose, scratch your butt. I don't think I'm getting a thing for you.
Yeah, probably wouldn't, right?
No, at that point.
Dawson's Creek, Katie Holmes. Now, she was with Tom Cruise.
Right.
Are they still together?
Don't think so.
When he was on
the
Today Show and he was jumping up and down on the couch, he was proclaiming his love for Katie Holmes.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, get off my couch. Can't remember who it was he was talking to, but it was somebody pretty important. So
Oprah,
Katie Holmes is. Oh, that was his Oprah.
Was
you're
Oprah.
Right, yeah. Oprah.
If you wanna be with me, baby,
Katie Holmes is 46, and this young lady, Christina Aguilera, is 44. She's nearing middle age.
Right.
Believe it or not. So it was her and Britney, right? They were really, they kind of came out at the same time. There's kind of a rivalry going on. And I don't think anybody's going to probably argue this. Christina Aguilera was probably the better true singer as far as a vocalist.
I think so.
Even though she's using auto-tune. Christina Aguilera, 44 today. What's your favorite Christina Aguilera song? You like that song there was Genie in the Bottle. How about What a Girl Wants, What a Girl Needs?
Sure that's a good one, too.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Gone but Not Forgotten today. We got a pretty good list here. We have some of those that you may remember from your history books. Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand, when he was assassinated in 1914, that would kick off a series of events that would result really in the start of World War I, the war to end all wars. And it was Franz Ferdinand who was shot. The shot heard around the world, the original one, 1914. He was assassinated, born 1863.
I thought the original shot around the world was the
Revolutionary War.
The one that started the Revolutionary War?
Probably was.
No?
Yeah, probably
okay,
was.
Okay, yep.
Former Russian dictator, another name from your history books, Joseph Stalin, was born on this very day, and the year was 1878.
He was a mean, ornery cuss.
He was not good. He was not a good man. How about, and this, a lot of people say he wasn't a good man, but he was a heck of a talent. Maybe the greatest hitter of all time, some would argue, in baseball history. You gotta include Ted Williams, and you gotta include Ty Cobb, Baseball Hall of Famer. A little bit of a dirty player, maybe. Played 24, 25 years, 1886. We might hear a Ty Cobb reference, I'm not sure. We'll see how it shakes out. Let's see, who else did we have here? Oh, and a Basketball Hall of Famer. For a while there, the DePaul Blue Demons were constantly in the NCAA tournament, and Ray Meyer was their head coach, and he was for 42 seasons 37 winning seasons. Pretty impressive. 1913. Actress Betty Grable. She's remembered as kind of the World War II pinup girl. Very fetching.
All my life, ever since I was a little girl, I've always had the same dream. To marry a zillionaire.
Do you know who I'd like to marry?
Who?
Rockefeller.
Which one?
I don't care.
I wouldn't mind marrying a Vanderbilt
or Mr. Cadillac.
No such person, actually.
So, have you seen the movie How to Marry a Millionaire? Because it's Betty Grable, Marilyn Monroe, and Lauren Bacall. They're sitting, smoking, and drinking champagne.
And looking fetching.
Looking fetching,
yeah, they're good. They're all very attractive ladies. Betty Grable, born on this day, 1916. Another fine actor. Ozzie Davis, born on this day, 1970. I mean, you remember him as Ponder Blue with Burt Reynolds in Evening Shade.
But I also know him as Chuck, the guy who owned the bait shop / coffee shop there in Grumpy Old Men.
Oh, yes.
Just plain chicken, both of you, if you ask me. Beautiful woman just sitting there, 20 feet from your front yard, and you trying to tell me that you'd rather park your wrinkly butts on a frozen piece of ice, kissing up to a couple of buckets of fish bait.
He knows what he's talking about. There's a reference in there about laying pipe too, or something.
Yes, I remember. Yes, it was
Jack Lemmon.
He was great. Ozzie Davis. If you don't recognize the name, if you see him, you would know him from many, many shows. And he was fantastic. Born on this day, 1917. Another fine actress. In fact, Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress, the great Cicely Tyson.
There was one other thing, Miss Scrooge. I hate to bring this up, but we are starting a new year.
No increase in salaries.
But what about a group health plan? With the main office and the two new branches, there are 16 of us working for you now, and...
Shut it! Health plans make me sick.
We had a Mr. Scrooge and now a Ms. Scrooge.
Right.
George C. Scott, the female version of that, Cicely Tyson.
Health plans make me sick.
That's funny. It's very ironic.
It is. Cicely Tyson was born on this day, 1924.
How about one more actor here?
You wouldn't believe how many guys wanted to play here. You had to beat them off with a stick.
Hey, that's Smokey Joe Wood. And Mel Ott. And Gil Hodges.
Ty Cobb wanted to play. None of us could stand a son of a when we were alive, so we told him to stick it.
I love Ray Liotta's laugh. You know, it's in Goodfellas, too.
Yes, he was.
Fine laugh.
He had a great laugh, and there he is in... of course, Field of Dreams, one of my favorite baseball movies, and referencing Ty Cobb. Nobody liked him. Ray Liotta was that fine actor, and he was born on this day, 1954. And our gone rapper of the day is DMX. Yep, DMX, all capitals, born on this day, 1970. Jim, they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one of the great helicopter pilots of all time. We're not talking about Mad Murdock.
Enough. Entire episode is absurd.
Yeah, you got that right.
But true, right, TC?
Oh, yeah. TC. Sure is.
And I got 450 bucks worth of bullet holes in my bird to prove it.
Well, I don't believe you, either of you. And neither of Mr. Masters when I tell him you lost his favorite pickup truck in a banana field.
Higgins, TC, and Magnum all in the same scene.
That's pretty good. You had your Grable, McCall, and and
it's a different
Monroe.
Trio.
There's a different trio.
Yeah. So but, Roger E. Mosley, who's TC, who had the helicopter for Magnum.
Yes.
I'm surprised you don't have a helicopter guy.
I should. That's coming.
Some of the wheelers and dealers and high rollers you hang out with. Then your golf league, especially.
As soon as I become a socialite, I'm going to get my helicopter.
And if you do, please paint it with Minnesota Wild colors, because TC was obviously, as we've said before, a Vancouver Canucks fan.
Yes.
Now they're all. He's born 1938. We lost him in 22.
All TC, gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Oak Ridge Boys? I wish you could have turned my head around, small town Saturday night, Hal, or Shania, man, I feel like woman. I see that Shania's going back out on tour.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
For my buddy Jeff Becker in Florida, Hal Ketchum.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River, KLCI, HD1, Elk River.